Devontae asking the same question was the last time you guys were in the Super Bowl. Malcolm Butler was a little deeper down in the depth chart. You guys had some good corners, Revis, Browner, Bogan, and Arrington. How you're going back and you see what he's where he is now. What have you noticed from him then to now in terms of how he's grown as a player and also as a team off the field team?
Wow. I think when you look at Malcolm, that's one of the most unbelievable stories and journeys in, you know, the last 30 years of pro football, to go from a guy who was a tryout guy, not even a free agent, to that same year, you know, one of the best plays in Super Bowl history. But I think the growth that he's shown over the last couple of seasons has been tremendous. He's gone from a guy who was, as you said, a depth player to now you know, a top corner, a guy that we heavily rely on, a guy that we match up with the other team's, you know, best receiver at times. And, you know, what you've seen is a guy who's really just grown in confidence, who's grown in his understanding of the game, a guy who's not afraid to compete, a guy who's not afraid of the moment. And I think he just continues to get better and better. So what a joy it is to see that story from the beginning to where it is now. I think it's really awesome. And, you know, who knows where he ends up. But, you know, he keeps working the way he does. Good things are going to keep happening for him.
And what is he like off the field? Like, what does he bring to the team from the locker room perspective, teaming, that type of guy?
Oh, man, he's a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun in the locker room. You know those DBs, they like to talk a lot. So... They keep us on our toes. They keep us laughing. You know, and Malcolm's no different. He's a great teammate. You know, we have a lot of fun with him. So guys like that, you're thankful to have on your team.
Matthew, what's it like to have a team that's even keeled? Okay, you guys don't get too high, too low. I mean, for all your time here, what's it like?
You know what? It really helps. You know, not only in the big game, but over the course of the season, there are going to be highs and lows. There are going to be things that don't go your way and then things that do go your way. But you just have to stay the course until you see the thing out to the end. So I think, you know, the maturity that we have on this football team, even with our young players, to be able to handle big moments, to be able to handle adversity, it's really been impressive over the course of the season. So hopefully we can continue that trend here these next couple of weeks. And we have to understand that when we go into this game, everything's not going to go our way. The football team across from us is far too good. So that even keel mentality that you mentioned is definitely something that we're going to have to display come Super Bowl Sunday. So, you know, I think, again, it speaks to our leadership, starting with Coach Belichick. You know, they say you are a reflection of your coach. Well, there's no one more even keel than him. You guys know that. So, you know, we're thankful to be where we're at, and, you know, hopefully we can see it out here the next 2 weeks.
Matthew, has it sunk in that you're going back to another Super Bowl yet?
I think it hit me the other night sitting at home talking with my wife, talking with my dad, who maybe is a little jealous of me. But it's really unbelievable to think that in the last 6 years that we've been to three of these and, you know, guys play 20 years and go to one or none. So we're really thankful for the position that we're in. We're excited about the opportunity to play one last football game with this group of guys. And, you know, we don't take it for granted.
Going back to that leadership thing, when it's this point, you know, the last couple of days, there's I think only 23 who made the trip to the Super Bowl. As a leader, do you take it upon yourself to say, like, hey, maybe I should say something to these guys and sort of let them know what's going to happen over these days?
Well, over the last couple of days, it was, hey, make sure you take care of all your ticket business, hotel business, travel business, because you don't want that to be a distraction, and it can be if you don't handle it. So, and, you know, as we get closer to the game, I'm sure we'll have conversations with guys who haven't been there about, you know, what to expect, you know, how things are going to be once we get down there. But, you know, I'll say this, when you get to the game itself, and I've learned this from Coach Belichick, it's not about experience. It's not about who's played in the game. It's about who plays well in the game. So, case in point, Malcolm Butler, had he played in the big game before? No. Had he played in the first and second quarter? No. But when his number was called and he needed to execute, he did. So, you know, I can be out here, this could be my third Super Bowl, and if I go out there and I don't play well, it doesn't matter. Super Bowl experience doesn't matter. So it's about playing well come next Sunday.
On that note, in Chris Matthews for the Seahawks in the game of his life in that very same contest, and you used the phrase earlier, not afraid of the moment. Is that the thing that stands out to you in those situations for guys, whether you play a lot or not, that you can't be afraid on that stage in that moment?
Certainly. Look, we all understand what's at stake, but it's the same type of football that you played week one. It's football. The field's not wider. The field's not longer. The ball hasn't changed. You know, the stakes are obviously higher, but it's football. And I think you have to walk a fine line between having an extreme sense of urgency and being, you know, loose and confident. So hopefully we can find that balance, and hopefully that leads to us being not afraid of the moment, but prepared for the moment and ready to embrace it.
So what do the Falcons present on special teams? What have you learned about them?
Well, you know, I say Eric Weems has been a guy over the course of his career that's been one of the better special teams players in the league all around, a coverage guy as well as a returner, and I think it all starts with him. He's the captain of that unit. He's been doing this thing for 10 years. And then around him, they have a great core guys that really buy into the system there. They've got a coach that's been there almost a decade, so they know what they're doing. Keith Armstrong, who worked for Scott O'Brien. So, obviously, he knows what he's doing. These guys do what they do, and they do it well. So, they're going to be challenging for us to handle. We're going to have to be up on our prep. You know, we're not familiar with them personnel-wise, so we're going to have good study. But this is a very good group.
You've talked a lot about your dad and how much he means to you and, you know, carrying on the family name. A couple different questions. Will he be at the Super Bowl? And if so, how many games does he get to, and what does that mean to you when he gets there?
He will be there. And, you know, it's been tough for him because he's coaching now in Southern California at Azusa Pacific University. And he works for a football team in Los Angeles by the name of the Rams. So he does some work with them. So it's tough for him to travel. So I really appreciate when he's able to get to games. It means a lot to me. Like I said, I got into football because of my dad. You know, as a son, you look to a father, and any son who has a father that's present in the home and that's a good role model wants to do what his father does. And for me, it's just so having my dad play football. So my love of the game, my passion for the sport has come from him. Whenever he's in the house, I'm always trying to go as hard as I can, trying to make plays and, you know, want to make him proud.
Do you recall the last game he was at?
Let's see. Well, he was at a game earlier this year against a team from Los Angeles. But I was inactive that game, so I was really disappointed about that. But dating back to that, it was last year. So I'm excited about being out there, him, my mom, my brother, my wife, my son. So be excited.
Regarding that last one, I was going to ask you, your son, he's too young to really know what's going on, but how important is it to you that he would be there for you?
It's very important. You know, you think about this Super Bowl experience, and it's the pinnacle of any player's career to be able to play in the Super Bowl and to be able to share it with the people that you love most. That's really important. So to have all of my family there and my son, who has given me new purpose, new motivation as I work later in my career, it's really been great for me. So to have him there, he'll have no clue what's going on. But we'll be able to tell him one day, you know, you were at the Super Bowl, at Super Bowl 51, so pretty cool.
Matt, you're in a position group where some guys maybe weren't receivers, weren't, you know, in that role, and they come to New England and they kind of, career blossoms in that role, and other positions as well. What does that say about, you know, the personnel guys here or maybe the coaching staff that they're able to do that?
Well, I think you look at the sustained success that we've had from 01 till now, you can't do it without guys who know what they're looking for in the personnel department, and you can't do it without a great coaching staff who knows how to develop talent. So between finding talent and developing talent, you have to give kudos to Nick Caserio, Coach Belichick, and then obviously our whole coaching staff for what they've been able to do. I don't think they get enough credit for the way they develop players here and the players they've been able to find. You know, since we're going to reference him today, the Malcolm Butlers of the world, they do a great job of that. So we're thankful for those guys. They don't get a lot of shout outs, but we'll give them one today.
Julian, a good example of that?
Certainly.
Here's a guy who, you know, didn't play a down receiver until he got here. Didn't really know how to get in a receiver stance. I give him a hard time about that, but here he is, an elite player in this league. Not just an elite player on this team, but he's an elite player in this league. So I think that really goes to show you Chad O'Shea, the time he spent with him, Nick Caserio, Josh McDaniels, even back to Billy O when he was here. That process has been a fun one to watch.
Matt, did this team have an on to Cincinnati moment this year?
I know you guys don't like to stack, you know, entire seasons, but was there a moment this year where you could see things click and really this team start to develop an identity?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I don't like to compare season to season, but I think we had that Seattle game, a game that we felt like we didn't play our best and obviously wasn't the result that we wanted, and definitely had a choice. We can sulk and feel sorry for ourselves or try to move on, keep getting better. And I think since that game, we've continued to improve. We haven't become complacent, and we've put ourselves obviously in a good position. So I wouldn't say it was the same as that Kansas City destruction that we experienced, but, you know, it was kind of a turning point in the season.
There's some guys in the locker room who referenced the 3 games in 13 days stretch in Baltimore and Denver that showed that this team was not only, you know, physically tough, bouncing back and playing so many games in such a short period, but also mentally tough to be able to take on a series of pretty good opponents along the way.
That was big for us, especially the win in Denver. And it felt like, you know, we had the yips or something when we go in there. We couldn't get it done. So to go in there and finally get a win, I think, gave our team a lot of confidence. And then, obviously, the Baltimore win prior to that was big for us as well. So I think those 3 games in that stretch, you're right, it said a lot about who we were, not only physically on the field, but mentally to be able to get through that and win out. So that was definitely big for us.
Anything else, guys?
Thanks, guys.